Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm, Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce. Missing the first hour, you can catch that on the Fan Podcast. 105.1thefan.com, the Odyssey app. Wherever you get your podcasts, also on youtube.com/1051thefan. If you missed the mail sack this morning, you can catch that on the YouTubes or the Odyssey app. And the boys are back tonight in primetime. So if you missed that, you can check that on the Odyssey app. Let you fast forward, rewind, except for into the future, because that would be impossible. Coming up this hour, what do we got this hour? We're going to poop on Danny this hour with Notre Dame and USC. The Beavs rebound, and they got a search committee going to find a search committee to find a search committee. So we'll get to that, plus a fun web, James. But we'll start in college football. It's just kind of cleaning up from the weekend. You know, we chatted about Miami yesterday. A lot of teams with high expectations took hits. Let's not forget Nebraska lost on Friday night to Minnesota. Got drubbed. Like, what's going on there? And you got your usual suspects. Ohio State took care of business. Indiana took care of business. Arkansas, that sneaky little team, like you said. But I'm curious where you sit in the world, Danny, of the Texas Techs of the world, the Tennessees of the world, the Ole Miss, the LSUs, big teams that kind of lost. And some of these teams feel to me like bye-bye. LSU, to me, feels bye-bye.
I mean, 9 top 25 teams lost this weekend. Damn near half of the top 25
should have been
lost.
10 because the Cougs should have beat Virginia.
Now, you did have, you were going to have 5 top 25 teams lose no matter what. So you had 4 additional because you had 5 matchups featuring 2 top 25 teams. Like, you had Georgia Ole Miss, you had USC Notre Dame. Those games were going to happen. But
BYU, Utah.
Yeah, but beyond that, you had higher seeded teams that, you know, whoa, what happened? Hey, Texas Tech, you got Sam Levitted.
Yeah. Oops. It's amazing what happens when you get a quarterback.
Yeah. Thankfully for Arizona State, the one snap that they ran with their backup quarterback where they fumbled the ball, the one inch yard line, didn't come back to bite them.
Don't do that again.
Whoops.
Don't do that again.
Yeah. That was Dilly channeling his inner Lincoln Riley and getting a little too cute. And thankfully, it didn't bite them in that regard. But, I mean, Texas messed around with Kentucky. Kentucky, man, they get one every
Mike
year.
Mike Stoops every year
every
gets
year,
one.
And you thought, oh, there it is. It's a tough place to be. But as far as the teams that, you know, you kind of look at, they're done. LSU, their defense is great, but their offense is putrid.
Yeah.
It's just putrid.
It's awful. It's awful. I'm so over this. I want to go the rest of the year without watching LSU. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Can I not watch them? It's so painstakingly awful to watch that offense operate.
And look, Vandy's a good team, but athletically, you know, blue chip rank wise, they're not there.
No, but I'd rather have Pavia than Nussmeier.
That you mean that?
How does Vanderbilt have a better quarterback than LSU?
Reasons? I don't know. You know, some guys just are able to get it done.
I hope y'all had a shitty day.
Yeah, yeah, me too, buddy.
Damn it.
Is that you and me?
Yeah. That's you and me.
Jinx, you owe me Coke. Jinx Blackout.
You caught on.
There you go. Miami, crapping the bed against Louisville. But also, I think Louisville's a better team than people give them credit for. They're a very good team. They're not a great team. They're just a very good team.
Do you want to know who LSU's next two opponents are?
It's brutal, isn't it? It's
home against Texas A&M.
Yeah.
It's at Alabama.
Yeah. Good luck.
Arkansas, Western Kentucky, and then Oklahoma.
You probably are you something else.
You're probably losing both those games.
Yeah.
And now you're 5-4. Now you might be talking Brian Kelly might be on the hot seat.
A&M, Bama, and Oklahoma could all be losses for LSU. I don't want to watch this offense anymore.
I don't either.
I don't want to watch it.
I don't trust Oklahoma. I don't.
I don't either, but I'll take Venables over Brian Kelly. God, what a terrible world to live in.
I wouldn't.
What a terrible world to live in. I know.
I'd probably take
Brian Kelly, too.
That's the god-awful part of it. But,
ugh,
you know,
minerals, vitamins.
The Ole Miss-Georgia game, though. The Ole Miss-Georgia game, I saw some prognosticators, as it were, talking about Ole Miss is in real trouble now. They lost by one score on the road between the hedges. They're not in trouble.
They're not in trouble at all.
They're not in trouble.
In fact, their schedule is built in a way that they can recover from this no problem.
They go out and they beat Oklahoma. Then they have Oklahoma next. And they have South Carolina, Citadel, Florida, Mississippi State. Florida's still got dudes, but how checked in are they going to be? Mississippi State's
That's
fun
job
little story.
Interview, dude.
Yeah.
That's job interview for Old Lane.
Go in there and stomp a mud hole in the swamp and then go.
And gets, I want lots of money.
I would like to get paid $14 million a year.
Lots of money.
I'd bring a visor back to Florida.
Right?
Dude, visor back of Florida in the swamp would be amazing.
But I don't look
it
at,
really would.
Ole Miss is not in trouble. Tennessee's in trouble.
Tennessee's in trouble.
Now, I don't think anybody outside of Tennessee expected Tennessee to be maybe as good as they were to start the season.
Yeah.
And they were in that game until you throw the pick six.
Yeah, well, Tennessee lives in the Ole Miss world. They kind of live in the same world of like...
Yeah, but they've been there.
Oh, I know. But you're good, but nobody thinks you're good. You see what I mean?
No, I think nobody thinks you're great.
Did anybody think Tennessee was beating Ohio State last year in the playoff? Because
no.
I sure didn't.
No.
Even though Ohio State had lost to Michigan, lost to Oregon that year, you know, weren't looking great going into the playoffs.
And that's where everything fell apart with Nico.
Yeah,
he was
totally
horrendous in that game.
Yeah,
and it was like
it was cold in Columbus, and it was a night game, and Tennessee got whooped.
Yeah, you know, I know they're right on the Mason-Dixon line there, and I think even going further north of that did not do them any favors.
No,
but also Nico did not look great. Now Nico's kind of recovered here in UCLA, and maybe he would have at Tennessee. Maybe he needed the humbling. I don't know. Anyways, Tennessee, you're now 5-2. I believe their schedule is pretty simple on the way out. They've got Kentucky, Oklahoma, New Mexico State, Florida, Vandy.
Not bad.
You could end up 9-3.
I like Vandy though in that
game. I mean, that's rivalry game, you know, right there. I think I would like Vandy just because I like the idea of Vandy, but I think Tennessee's talent profile is probably higher. But so is LSU's. So that's kind of where that sits. But I think Tennessee's out of the playoff picture, for sure.
I think so, too.
And we'll get to it here in just a minute, but USC's out of the playoff picture unless they run the table, which I don't think that's happening.
I don't think that's happening either. We live in a world, my friend, where these teams are in the top 10. Indiana, Texas A&M, Georgia Tech, Ole Miss, and Vandy.
God.
With the likes of Bama, Georgia, Oregon, the U, and Ohio State.
Well, then you go further down the top 25, though. At 11, it's BYU, then Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, Missouri, Virginia, Tennessee, South Florida, Louisville. LSU fell down 10 spots to 20, and then Cincinnati, Texas. That's kind of funny. Texas wins and falls again. They fell a spot.
Well, they didn't look good. They looked terrible.
But then Illinois, Arizona State, Michigan.
Who's our ranked team that's out of the rankings right now? Preseason top 10, who's out of the rankings? Who was that?
Right now, I don't think any. Well, Clemson.
Oh, right. Clemson. They lost again.
Yeah. Cooked.
Dude, they lost again.
Cooked. You know what? Let me pull up the preseason top 25 to make sure I'm not missing anything.
No, it was Clemson. They're number four.
Well, I know that, but I'm going to make sure I'm not.
Missing somebody else that we need to dunk on for sucking at football?
Yeah, for sure. Let's see.
Boy, we sure love to. We sure love to like trash teams.
Oh, Penn State.
Oh, Penn State. Duh. We sure love to trash teams more than we like to praise them. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, for sure. So in your preseason top 25, Texas 1, Penn State 2, Ohio State 3, Clemson, Georgia, Notre Dame, Oregon, Bama, LSU, Miami. That is your top 10. And if you go a little bit further, you get Miami, Arizona State, Illinois, South Carolina, Michigan, Florida, SMU, K-State, Oklahoma, A&M, Indiana, Ole Miss, Iowa State, Texas Tech, Tennessee, Boise State.
You remember Iowa State against Kansas State in Dublin?
Ugh.
We were like, this could be the Big 12 right here. Both those teams suck.
Well, that was the Big 12. You're like, no.
Ooh.
No.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
So the entire landscape of the college football conference is changing. Let's go back to and pretend we're in the old Power Five days,
mm-hmm.
where the Pac-12 was still the Pac-12.
Okay, the good old days.
Are today's Big 12 and ACC, can they even hold a candle to what the Pac-12 was?
No.
Because
absolutely
I feel like,
not.
Honestly, because everybody still wants to call it a P4, it's a P2.
It is. It's a it P2. Is. Without a doubt.
It's a 2.5.
Without a doubt. Because
Big 12 has got, like, BYU's a good team.
Because in the Pac-12, it's not just what's at top. You have Oregon, SC, UW is kind of the better program.
It was the middle and the bottom.
But kind of the top program, maybe Arizona State you could throw in there.
And everybody always
programs.
Like to poop on the Pac-12 because they always beat each other, mm-hmm. which means that's a weaker conference.
Right.
Whereas when that happens in the SEC, it means it just proves that how deep they are.
Yeah. Right, but like Arizona would catch Oregon, you know, with Marcus Mariota as the quarterback. You know, like that stuff can happen. Northwestern ain't catching Ohio State.
Right.
That ain't happening. And then you go over there and like, who's the worst team in the Big 12? West Virginia?
I can't even tell you exactly who is in the Big 12 anymore.
that's
is it like
point.
Cincinnati there or
they
something?
They are, yes.
What the hell, man?
But Cincinnati's good.
Well, but they were...
I see your point.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I don't think any of these conferences are better than the Pac-12.
Not West Virginia. How do we miss this? Oklahoma State.
Oh, right. Okay, State. Go Pokes. Yeah. No, because Pac-12 top to bottom was solid, 100%. Even the Big Ten and the SEC aren't solid top to bottom. SEC's closer.
But like even then, the Big 12 was regarded as a better conference than the Pac-12.
No way.
The Big
well, when they had Oklahoma, Texas,
that's,
maybe.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Is
maybe,
before everybody moved.
Oh, yeah. Well, Oklahoma and Texas weren't very good. Well, Oklahoma was good.
No, they were very good.
With Lincoln Riley,
very
yeah.
Very good.
Texas hasn't been good for a while.
No, but the brand still mattered.
Brand still mattered, but yeah.
But so my point is that Pac-12, before everything broke up, mm-hmm. greater than the current Big 12,
yes.
Oh, yes.
ACC,
100%.
And those are, to me,
you could
no
put,
longer power conferences.
I think you could put the Big the, 12 and the ACC together, like cherry pick. And I'd still take the Pac-12.
I wouldn't.
I would.
I wouldn't.
Shaw at Stanford, Peterson at UW.
Oh, if you're talking that era, sure. Like that specific era.
I just even mean the last season the Pac-12 stood as a UW.
I mean, that was one of the best past Pac-12 seasons overall.
Without a doubt. Like UW went to a natty.
That conference was loaded.
Yeah. But it's just, it's like...
Bo Nix was at Oregon.
Yeah.
But to me, Bo Nix
Caleb
was
Caleb Williams was winning a Heisman.
At USC, yeah.
But today, these days, it seems like the Big 12 and the ACC, they seem more like
a group of five
conferences than a power conference.
The middle bottoms are just...
I think their geography helps prop them up.
Yes.
I think they're in the South, and it just means more down there.
There we go.
Hey, you know, I think that's
sorry,
what
that
it
was
is.
Convoluted.
No.
I get what you're saying. 100%.
That was great. No, I enjoyed that little conversation.
We like to sniff our own farts every now and then.
Totally. We love talking about. I was going to ask this
West Coast,
question.
West Coast.
I was going to ask this question real quick. Who's having a more disappointing season, Clemson or Penn State?
Yes.
I'm going to say Clemson.
I think it's Clemson, too. Is it because we assumed James Franklin wouldn't get the job done?
I mean, Dabo's done it twice.
Yeah. Well, but he was. But they were talked about as a, I don't want to say a favorite, but a national championship contender. Top two.
I mean, they start Penn State was two.
They started two.
I had Clemson beating.
Four.
I had Clemson beating Oregon in the Natty. I don't know what to tell you.
I think with that fall that they've had, I think that automatically makes them more disappointing.
I just think holistically,
as much as I want to pee all over Dabo.
Yeah, no, I think holistically, I would just go with Clemson because Clemson's done it multiple times,
mm-hmm.
where Penn State hasn't.
Yeah. College football. We'll stay in college football. We'll turn it over to Notre Dame USC. A game for the ages. Said nobody.
Oh, no, it was a great game.
It was an okay game.
I said, particularly the first half. First half was really good.
Poop on Danny time here. Mm-hmm. 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Free consultation coming your way at 12:15. Any thoughts and help you need in your life? Sports related? Is it your wife? Is it your kids? Catching babies, unlike Aguilar? I need to get that drop too. Those are welcome. 503-864-6326. Also on the YouTube chat as well. We'll stick in college football here for a little bit. You know, one of the games of the week that we're all looking forward to, mostly just kind of tease you over there, my man. Notre Dame takes down USC, and I think what's fascinating about this game is I think you were correct. No, USC was pretty good in the first half. I'm not quite sure what went down in the second half, and you were texting me about it when we were chatting over the weekend. You not happy with Lincoln Riley, were you?
No, I wasn't. I thought he got way too cute with stuff. And they continued to try to run the ball against a Notre Dame front that was going to sit there and stack the box and say, we're going to play single coverage on the best wide receiver in college football. I don't care how wet it is. Don't have him throw the ball. Have your Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback throw the freaking ball.
Yeah.
Because every time they went to Lemon, every time they went to Lane, every time they went to McCree, guess what? Chunk play, chunk play, chunk play, chunk play. Couldn't do anything with him.
Yeah, Lane had 6 catches for 111 yards.
They were cooking.
Yeah.
And they became predictable as hell. First down, 12 personnel, run the ball up the middle. Most of the tight ends in, get the additional blockers. It was like, they're waiting on that. Okay, fine. How about we play action this one time? And then they did it, and they had McCree. The only mistake, my offense finished with 2 picks. The second one was an end of game, throw it up.
I don't count that.
The only mistake that USC had from like a execution standpoint was Maiava throwing the dig route behind the wide receiver and the DB going, thanks, dog.
Yeah, what was this
a mistake
about
that he hasn't made all season?
Yeah.
And defensively, they got cute. They decided, like, we're going to make Jeremiah Love beat us. No!
No, don't do that. Because he
did. Load the freaking box and make CJ Carr, who can't complete a pass, beat you, dummy. What are we doing? Like, stayed in a too-high safety shell the whole game.
If you told me that Jeremiah Love was going to have 228 yards on the ground against USC, I would have thought they won by 40.
Yeah, because USC's offense is very good, but the problem was they couldn't get Notre Dame off the field.
Are you sure you like Lincoln Riley?
I do. I do like him, as especially as an offensive mind. This is the first time he's really offensively bothered me, where I thought he got cute.
Do we like Lincoln Riley as much as we hated Clay Helton?
I never hated Clay Helton.
I did.
There was just nothing to get up about with him. Because there was no personality.
There's
there.
No identity.
Because we've seen a couple of statistics pop up this week.
Clay Helton was a better coach.
Comparing Clay Helton and Lincoln Riley and their records at USC.
The only thing Lincoln Riley has that Clay Helton doesn't at USC is a Heisman Trophy.
Well, and I
that's
think,
it.
And I think one more win through this point in their careers.
Because old Lincoln hasn't beat Notre Dame yet. And Clay Helton did beat Notre Dame.
Different Notre Dame teams.
Understood. Different USC teams, mm-hmm. too. I hope this rivalry keeps going. It's really fun.
I think they're going to find a way.
I also think going to South Bend on Saturday night mm-hmm. is a really hard place to play.
It is.
It is a very, very difficult place to play.
Look, the play that broke USC was the kickoff return. That's what killed them. That's what killed them.
Yeah.
That you march down the field and score, and then you kick it off and you immediately give it right back.
I mean, that and the turnover battle, you know. I mean, I know we're not counting the second pick, but, you know, Mekhi Lemon had a fumble.
Yeah, I mean, it was a...
And the pick, what the gift.
Yeah, the Maiava making a mistake he doesn't make, and then Lemon being put in... It's like Cooper Kupp throwing the pick last night. You don't put that guy
so
in that position.
I was like, what are you doing, bro?
Mekhi, eat it, dog.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Because he has been so good this year.
Yeah, he's been
He's
great.
Been probably the best wide receiver in college football. He has had an insane catch that you just can't believe every single game. But him and Lane were just cooking, and they went away from it. And it was just like, look, man, you've got two offensive linemen injured. You're on your fourth running back. He is a walk-on.
Yeah.
And King Miller's story last week, previously against Michigan, was insane. But you have a guy that's going to be a day one wide receiver, and Maiava might be a day one quarterback.
Like, easy, Rod.
Eat them. He might be.
He might be. He might be.
If you're asking me of the quarterbacks in the country right now, if I'm an NFL team, he's top five on my board.
Yeah, but the quarterback class is really
weird. Again,
yeah.
I'm not saying it's a great class, and it's not because he's a USC guy. Just go look at what he's done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're the number one offense still. In football.
Yeah, it's a very good offense, but they just... And I'm not taking away from Notre Dame here. Notre Dame was... They executed well. They knew their identity.
They're the better team, too.
I don't think they are.
I think they're the better team.
I don't think they're the better team. I think they're better to their identity. That's what I think it is.
I think they're better coached.
Yeah, sure. I think Freeman's a better coach.
They have the better ground game.
Sure. They don't have a better quarterback. Their defense was not that great. And they've got what's supposed to be one of the best corners in the country, and it didn't matter.
Yeah, but USC's defense isn't very good either.
No, I don't think so either.
USC has the receivers, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Going back to that quarterback thing, you know what we keep saying each week? CJ Carr. Nice little quarterback.
No, they won in spite of him. Nice. He was not good in that game.
Yeah, but he's coming along, I think. I think, like, he's going through the growing pains of being...
He was 16 of 26 for a .136.
I understand.
And he had three balls that should have been picked, and he ended up with one.
And they won the game.
Yeah. Again, winning in spite of him. No, that's winning in spite of him.
Look, he's taking his lumps as a freshman quarterback.
No, he's entirely fine.
Well, I like where he's going.
No. If you're talking about freshman quarterbacks and those guys, I think he's certainly one of the best out there.
Because I think it's a benefit for him to have a crappy game
and win.
Against the rival and win.
Yeah.
Because you got a crappy
game. It's better to lose. It's better to learn in a win than a loss.
Yeah, you don't want to be Bo Nix and have a crappy game against UW.
Yeah.
You know, like,
or Arch Manning.
Yeah, or Arch Manning against Oklahoma or
Ohio State.
Yeah, you don't want that. So if you can have a crappy game. And I don't remember if Bo Nix had a crappy game against UW. I was just using it as an example. If you want to take your lumps, get a W.
Yeah.
Against your rivals. So kudos to CJ Carr on that.
But yeah, USC should have been able to walk out of there with a win.
Chances.
Oh, they had plenty of chances.
Don't look now. Don't look now, my friend. But Notre Dame is the 12th ranked team in the nation. Saw that coming, didn't you?
You know what's gross? Michigan is ranked 25th. And who did they lose to last week?
USC.
Remind me again, what record does Michigan have? Are they 5-2?
They are 5-2.
What record does USC have?
They are also 5-2.
Okay. And what two games have USC lost?
To Illinois and Notre Dame.
So ranked road opponents?
Ranked road opponents.
By a combined, 12 points?
Yeah.
I'm not salty about that at all.
Transitive property with everything, then let's but that's do the this. Middle. Indiana got their asses whooped by 53, or excuse Illinois. Me, Illinois did, mm-hmm. by Indiana by 53 points. Everybody wants to pee all over Oregon's win against Penn State, who was then a top, what,
three?
Mm-hmm. There we go. So basically, and then Oregon went out and they beat Penn State three straight games. But nobody wants to. Everybody wants to take that away and not hold it up as a top three defeat.
Well, after Oregon and Ohio State and Indiana, there's a big drop off.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to Illinois, Michigan, SC, Iowa. You live in that world.
Yeah. And it's weird to hold Indiana in that top tier.
It is weird.
It's really weird.
As they say, IU. IU.
Yeah.
I have to learn to call them IU.
Whatever. I don't.
I'm going with Indiana. I'm sticking with Indiana.
Your state.
I'm sticking with Indiana.
Bobby Knight still laying on his tummy in his grave so everybody can kiss his ass, right?
That's right. All right, when we come back, we'll slide over to the Oregon State Beavers. They get off the schneid, but what the hell's going on? Come on, guys. We're doing this again. First, the Kahuna with sports.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Make a couple of mil as I build a deal. We'll do Web Gems next. Everybody's favorite. Ultimate trolling by one of my college football teams that I've been rooting for this year. We'll get to that in about 15 minutes. We'll have...
USC?
No. It is in California, though.
Oh.
It is in California.
Might have to do with family?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay. We'll get to that. And then at the top of the noon hour, in the big nooner, we'll get to... how to fire a coach, as I think there's three different ways to do it that we've seen. Which one's the best route, and you know, what would you want your school to do if you were in those situations? Plus, free consultation at 12:15. Get those questions in, 503-864-6326, or on the YouTube chat. We'll get to that at 12:15. But right here, the Oregon State Beavers won a football game.
Yeah!
We're going to play that offensive line. We're going to recruit here. We're going to get people come Corvallis, open Cajun restaurant, go Beavers.
Yep, Big O is on his way. I'm joking. But a search committee has been put together for Oregon State's next football coach.
Sure.
They are joining athletic director Scott Barnes, the most popular man in the state of Oregon right now. Along the committee are also Brandon Cooks, former wide receiver, NFL stud, former Oregon State volleyball player and current Lululemon executive, Nikki Neuberger, members of the Athletic Director Board of Advisors, Enrici and Ariser, former head coach Mike Riley, and a former real estate executive turned chair of the Athletic Director Board of Advisors, John Styrick. This isn't still a lot of like, gag him, go get him, guys.
This reads like, hey, what if we just brought back some people and people that we know, and these are people that people like, and so we'll put them in it. Like, that'll work, right?
Who on here is like actually
qualified?
Mike Riley. I'm sure Mike Riley watches football every single week. You know, just because you don't coach doesn't mean you're not like. Still diehard football.
Sure. But I mean, you bring in Riley. Which one of the brothers did they bring in?
Brandon Cooks.
Oh, I'm sorry. So Brandon Cooks. Okay. So because you have the Cookses and you have the
Rodgers.
At least they're bringing somebody back in that capacity because Lord knows they've failed in every single measure there.
Yeah. And the Brandon Cooks one is weird because it's like, it feels like Scott Barnes was like forced to do it, but now he's like trying to take credit for it.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's so much of this in all of the fan base and alumni has been like calling for this, and like, you know, they called for Trent Bray, and then they come out with that letter of like, Trent and I are going to, we're going to really work to do this. And then the next week you fire him. And the week before that, you know, or should be 2 weeks before that, Trent Bray says, you can't file a special teams coordinator because, you know, well, continuity matters. And then the next week they fire him. It's like everything they do, they just undo the thing the next week. And it's just like, this is why everybody has to go.
Yeah, and what you're trying to figure out is kind of strange, too, because they're going to hire DHR Global as their search firm.
So a search firm that bring in the committee.
Search firm, what, brings you like five candidates, mm-hmm. and then this committee chooses?
Sure.
Hmm.
I mean, are we doing like a jury pool kind of a thing? Yeah. Guilty, not guilty, and hired, not hired?
How do you do this? Is this like a blackball situation?
You get sequestered?
Does Scott Barnes have final say? Because if so, then... What's the point? Yeah.
You know what it is? Honestly, here, look, I'm going to be nothing but cynical and pessimistic here. This is Scott Barnes saying, whoa, it wasn't me. See, we had the committee.
It's to protect himself. Yeah. It's to deflect.
And isn't that what you would do?
If I were Scott Barnes, I'd be in Cancun right now. I would just step away from that job and walk away.
But no, I'm saying if you want to,
I don't know if I could do a job where everybody hated me so much.
But I mean, you want to be that guy and be the one who's
are
there.
Are you aware of what we do for a living?
Yeah,
fair. Touché, my friend.
But you know what I mean? Like that screams like, well, you know, we had this committee. It wasn't just me. It doesn't. The buck doesn't stop with me. This isn't where everything ends. I wasn't responsible for all of this. But, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many different ways you can go about it.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that coverage.
I think I saw the list. The top five candidates for the Oregon State job.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? I've got to find it.
I'm going to guess, is it a whole lot of who?
No. It's dudes. Where are you? Ah, this is terrible. I'm sorry. I was not prepared. Brett Vegan. Is that how you say his name at Montana State?
Couldn't tell you.
There's that. Ryan Grubb. Okay. Alabama's offensive coordinator. Yeah. He's a Washington dude.
Why would he want to...
No idea.
Okay, just keep going.
The last offensive coordinators for Nick Saban are at Texas and Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Nick Rolovich. I'm telling you, stay away.
Yeah.
Just trust me on that one. Alex Golish.
I mean, that'd be a...
Is that a better job than South Florida? They might go to the playoff.
No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
But money.
John Sumrall at Troy.
Couldn't tell you.
That's it. Apparently, that is a good name, right? I remember the Sumrall name, unless he has a sibling or somebody else out there with the same name. But
38-10 record at Troy and Tulane. He coached at Kentucky and Ole Miss.
So that is the guy I'm thinking of.
And your last one,
Go Beavers.
Edo.
Is he on the list?
He's on the list.
Love it.
He's on the list.
It's great, but it's not happening.
God, all right, Dusty.
Yeah, man, what is this, dude? Why is everybody anti-Ed Orgeron to Oregon State?
I am not anti-Ed Orgeron to Oregon State.
I think you're anti-Ed Orgeron.
I'm just trying to be realistic here and be, why the F would Ed Orgeron go to Corvallis right now?
Because he wants to coach that bad?
Does?
I mean, look, this is going to sound terrible, and I'm sorry, Bees fan. What coach wants to? Why? Because it's a head coaching job in power football. And there's just not, there's
so
just
that's
not
why
that
maybe
many
you
of
got
them.
Your Summerall or like the look, Grubb as an Alabama OC.
That ain't happening.
That's not happening. You got as much chance of that as Ed Orgeron. Montana State guy, sure. But that's, listen, these are the ranks that you're in.
But I mean, it worked for Jimmy Rogers in Washington State.
Go Cougs. Jimmy Rogers is great. I'm happy to have old Jimmy Rogers.
I mean, you look at the guys that have come up, you know, the coach at North Texas, you've got Golish at USF. Like, you've got plenty of coaches that are young and up and coming, and like, you can go young and take those opportunities and those chances, and the coaches that are working their way up, you can go older, and like Indiana, they went and got Cignetti from JMU. Like, yeah, he was successful, but nobody thought that, you know, the coach at JMU, who's coaching, was it high school football 15 years ago? Like,
well, I think one thing, too, that this committee really needs to try to do that would benefit them all long term is they got to change the perception of Oregon State right
yes.
now, because Oregon State's a good job. It's a good job. Mm-hmm. We are just so blind to what's happened recently.
It's a different job.
It's a different job, but it's a good job. We are blind to the recency bias that things are so aesthetically miserable down there that it seems like a worse job than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Oklahoma State's going through the same thing right now. That job seems real bad. It's not. That's a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma State is a great job, and whoever they get is probably going to do really well. I mean, do they bring him to the promised land? I don't know. Oregon State can be that, too. It's just the perception is so bad down there and so sad and dysfunctional that nobody really wants to, nobody's running to sign up to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes things tough. And so, good luck, Oregon State. There's your committee put together to go get a firm. Not this firm.
No.
We would hire a legit coach.
I mean, yeah. Our firm.
You guys would go 10 toes down on Ed O.
No. Hell yeah, I would.
Well,
no, I would actually go after names. Look, what's the worst James Franklin's going to say to you? No, but if Scott Barnes came out and said I reached out to James Franklin to see if he was interested in coaching and he told me no, don't think that would go a little bit ways in the fan base?
That's like if I went out on the street and I saw Scarlett Johansson, I said worst you can do is say no.
Still, though, I think I would give you, but I'd be like, damn, Russ, you took a shot at Scarlett Johansson?
I'd laugh too,
but I'd be like, damn, I'm impressed.
But the thing is,
I'm proud of you.
The thing is, me in that scenario, that is Oregon State and Ed O.
Still, I think things like that, though, would invigorate the fan base.
I'm calling Bar 2. Give me the Matrix.
All right, call Bar 2. I didn't know Bar 2 was a coach, but good luck.
No, he's...
I know.
Come on now.
I'm making a joke. It's called a joke, dude.
It bombed.
You let it bomb.
No.
If you would have laughed, it would have been funny.
No, it has to be funny for me to laugh.
All right, when we come back, it's Web Gems, everybody's favorite. Trolling the greatest football coach of all time. That's what they do at the Cal Golden Bears these days. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Get you a preview of what's coming up in the big nooner here. Have an exploratory conversation on how to go about firing a coach, as that's what we are all obsessed with these days. And then we'll have free consultation. Your fearless leaders here, Patrick and Danny. I am Patrick, that is Danny. Can give you free consultation on anything going on in your life. Your life, sports, Mariners, what we're worried about, Schultzy, whatever you need. Send that to us, 503-864-6326 or The Fan text line. Our Web Gem story today comes from the great city of Berkeley, California.
Oh, yeah.
The Cal Golden Bears, who I was smallly rooting to win the ACC.
There you go.
They are not going to.
Nope.
But I was there for them. I was pulling for them. They trolled epically Bill Belichick on the Jumbotron while smashing the living hell out of them in relation to... You know, his situation with his weird girlfriend and the most reality TV show thing to ever happen to college football. They put on the scoreboard.
He's like the living embodiment of I just went out and got a leather jacket and bought myself a Mazda Miata.
He really is. Yeah, he really is. Due to some comments that Bill Belichick has made in the past, Cal put up on the board, Oski is their mascot. Mm-hmm. He had these quotes to say. He had this quote to say: "I am fully committed to Cal Athletics and the program we are building here. Why do you ask?" Which is a direct quote from Bill Belichick. Also, Cal executives have said, "Oski has our full support. No, really, we mean it. Why else would we make this statement?" Just trolling Belichick and the disaster that's going down at North Carolina.
Did you see the Pablo Torre leaked video thing?
I read about it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm like starting to get to a point where I'm over the Hudson stuff.
I'm not, because she's still there and very prevalent.
I guess for me, I'm just kind of like, you guys suck. You guys are crappy human beings. I don't really want to be a part of this anymore.
I'm not the reality TV at all. It's like everything that they've tried to downplay about it being a problem is a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Her youth, her inexperience, where she came from, how much power and control she has, like all of these things. And I'm not saying this like to just call her a terrible person or this, that, or the other. I'm not making those judgments. Let people be whatever they're going to be. But all of the questions as it pertains to Belichick and North Carolina football and her role and everything else there is a tire fire.
Big time. Do you know what the student section was chanting at Cal during this game? High school girlfriend.
Wow.
Like, that's it. You're the greatest coach of all time, bro. And you're cooked.
Yeah.
Bro, nobody's 6'7" cooked.
No, God. Nobody's. Don't ever do that again. Don't ever do that again.
Now you sound like my kids.
God, they're right.
They are right.
They're right.
I know they're right.
God, that completely just broke me. Gross. No, I mean, with everything that has gone on there, I mean, the stain of it all, man. Like, does Belichick's kid, who's kind of the you know, coach in waiting kind of situation, like, does this like taint him?
It has to.
You know what I mean? Like, that part of it all is just, like, this is so bad that nobody's even giving Belichick props anymore for doing the walk of shame.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, even if you want to be the dirty dude who's like, oh, yeah, he's got a 24-year-old girlfriend. Like, everybody's looking at that now like, yeah, this is not good.
I love this text.
Like, it was never good to begin with, but yeah.
I love this texter. When does it become elder abuse? That is the truth. You know,
time
back
for
in my
your medicine, Bill.
You know, back in my day, I won 6 Super Bowls. Sure, you did, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Let's get you to bed.
Let's get you to bed. Yeah, man, it's a sad way to go out.
Also, like, be careful when you go up against smart kids. You know, when you're playing the Cows and the Stanfords of the world, like, don't step in it. Don't step in it.
They'll creatively thrash you.
They'll creatively thrash
you. Texas Tech will throw tortillas at you. There, they'll mentally abuse you.
Yeah, because they're idiots. Mm-hmm. But, like, you go to the nerds, man, the nerds are going to rip you a fatty.
But you can punch them in the face.
Sure, but they don't deserve to get punched in the face.
I can tell you what, who did. Slight deviation. For anybody that did not see the obnoxious Oregon State students that were yelling 6'7". Behind the WEZI reporter at the game, I am maybe I'll save it for Stand on 10 Toes, but I should. But instead, I don't want to see that kid in trouble. But I hope people in his life and people around him have bullied him sufficiently. Like, nothing egregious.
I don't want him in trouble, but I want to inflict emotional abuse on him.
Yeah, just a mild.
This is the most Danny Meringue statement I've heard in a long time.
I mean, somebody, whoever was, like, standing around there that didn't haul off and grab that kid by the neck or punch him in the face while he was doing that. Like, look, man, you're a dumb kid. I don't think you're a terrible human being. You probably had too many to drink, and you thought you were doing something. You're a dummy. And I hope people around you have made you feel just enough bad about what you did that there's some remorse.
Mm-hmm.
But my God, speaking of dumb college kids.
Yeah.
Jordan Hudson, I mean. Got one in.
I love this on the YouTube chat. Your legacy of going down as a great NFL coach, now you'll go down as a meme.
Yeah.
That is brutal.
I mean, Jordan went through this originally when remember the first great meme of crying Jordan face, when it was used in everything.
I mean, it still is kind of used a lot.
It is used a lot, but it's not the same. Do you remember when it was like 2014 when that came out?
Well, yeah.
The
Last Dance saved everything for him.
Yeah, but I mean, there was a period
there. And I
took
that personally.
Yeah.
Because that's a better meme.
Yeah.
That's a better meme.
And that and F them kids. But like, you're like, that was the meme of Michael Jordan and not him with his legs spread and the Jordan logo in a game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's That's a tough one. Bill Belichick's going to go, like, he's going to be a laughingstock on the way out. That's like, who have we seen this with? And I'm not talking about like guys like Lance Armstrong or Barry Bonds who had like stuff that we all were like, ah, boo.
Like, you suck. I hate you.
This has nothing to do with anything to do with sport.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just bad decisions.
Yeah.
And not like criminally bad or like.
He got bad intentions.
Yeah. It's just, it sucks.
It does.
Like, I don't like Belichick. I don't like him at all. I hate the Patriots, but I'm still sitting here going,
I don't like any of my sports greats going down like
no,
this.
No, it's sad.
It's really sad. That's why it's elder abuse.
I don't like it.
All right, we'll come back for the big nooner. Get your free consultation questions in. We'll hit that at 12:15. Maybe it'll be a double seggy. We'll see how that goes. But we'll start how to fire a coach. We've seen kind of three different approaches, and I'm curious your thoughts out there as listeners, Danny, yours as well, on what's the best route to go when you decide it's time to move on from your college football coach. A lot to get to on the big nooner. Stick with us. We're having fun. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.